The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
35 in Toccoa, where I'll be on a Monday as we have a very special broadcast from the Currahee Station in Toccoa to try to get people excited about going to the polls on Tuesday. On our guest line, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Joey. I'm here in New Orleans at NLGA representing the great state of South Carolina. But, you know, I heard this morning on the news, they've said 1 million votes have already been cast.
Yeah.
In the election. So really important what we're doing on Monday, right? Got to get people out for Herschel.
That is for sure. We've got to, for those who have not voted early and I had a texter earlier say, you're not saying too much about early voting. Well, you know, look, go vote. I don't know what else, what more I can say. I've been talking about voting, vote. I'm sure people are tired of hearing me talk about voting, but, you can early vote or, by Monday, if you haven't, then that's why we're going to be in Toccoa. And we're going to have a great show from Currahee Station. We've got a great lineup of various guests. I think we may hear from you some too. Is that right?
Absolutely. I'm planning on coming down and hanging out with you and getting people excited about voting and telling them why. You know, it's the Democrats have a great way of confusing people. They really do. You know, they made it seem, they just keep saying, we won the Senate. We took back, we kept the Senate. A 50-50, like you said in that intro, like I've said before, means they have to come to the Republicans. They have to come and work with us. They have no choice. And if we lose that 50-50, they really get more power. You know, I wish we would have taken it. I wish we would have had 51 votes. That's not what happened. So we have to be really united on making sure that it stays at a 50-50 split. The Democrats seem to pull off from each other more in the Senate. And for Camilla to be a tie-breaking vote, she's got to be in D.C. She can't vote by proxy. Yeah. And so, you know, we'd have power in that. So, you know, everybody that's listening that's in Georgia, you know, everybody is supporting him. President Trump is supporting him. You know, Brian Kemp is supporting him. Republicans from around the country are supporting him. Joey Hudson is supporting him.
That's right. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt is supporting him. Yes.
I am supporting him. We need to get out and we need to get Herschel in office. We need to make sure that we keep that 50-50 divide in the Senate. It really works in our favor. We have not really lost the Senate. Don't believe what you hear. Don't believe what you hear on TV. Just because they say it doesn't mean it's true.
Right. Yeah. Well, and the other thing too, Wine, so it's important for the next 2 years, but it's also important as it sort of lays the groundwork for 2024, because yes, that's going to be a presidential election, but also, Democrats are actually going to be defending about 2/3 of the seats up for grabs in 2024. 23 of the 34 seats that will be up in 2024 are Democrats. Some of those are vulnerable. West Virginia, Joe Manchin, he's going to be up for reelection. I got to believe that he's going to be in the mood to kind of make some deals over the next couple of years with Republicans, because West Virginia is not necessarily a Democrat state, and he's got to have that on his mind.
You're absolutely right, Joey. West Virginia has gotten more and more red, and it continues to. When he voted for that inflation bill that really has caused inflation, he angered a lot of people in West Virginia. And then when he gave into that, right, and then the president came back and said, we're going to stop coal mining. Yeah. What do you think that did for Joe Manchin? I mean, Joe Manchin's going to have to come to the table, because I'm sure his emails are blowing up about supporting a party who wants to shut down coal mining.
Yes.
So you're right. You're 100% right. He has to come to the table. It's a good thing for us. He's going to want to come to the table more because his job's on the line.
Right. You've also have a couple other states like Montana and Ohio. Both of those states, Donald Trump carried those states, and those are two Senate seats are going to be up. And there's actually I can't think of a state where Joe Biden won that we have a Republican incumbent who's going to be on the ballot in 2024. So it's really Tuesday is setting things up for 2024 as well, and that just makes it even more important. Plus the fact it's just going to be great fun at Corahee Station. You know, I was telling listeners early this morning, you know how Tommy's Ham House was always the stop that you had to make in politics?
Absolutely.
Corahee Station in Toccoa is the stop that you need to make in Northeast Georgia if you're in politics. So it's going to be great fun to be broadcasting from Toccoa on Monday. Just look forward to it. All right, I got a very important question to ask you.
Okay.
A story out of Warren County, Ohio. In fact, I want you to listen to this news report.
This story is like something out of a movie. Take a look at this video from one of our ODOT cameras. Deputies with the Warren County Sheriff's Office say you are looking at drivers on I-71 this afternoon near South Lebanon grabbing cash that ended up on the highway. Now, some people stopped their cars, but the video actually captured at least one driver slowing down with their car door open and their hand out. Deputies say they don't know where the cash came from and couldn't tell us for sure if it's actually even real. What they could tell us tonight is, thankfully, nobody got hurt.
So you had this huge traffic jam on Interstate 71 as people were stopping to pick up this money that was scattered all over the interstate. So my question is this, would Palmetto Pride look at such a thing? I mean, would that sort of be part of the Palmetto Pride beautification if there were cash all over 85 out near Pelham Road and people were stopping to pick it up? I mean, would that sort of be helping out Palmetto Pride?
It definitely, and I would be very, you know, that might be a great ploy to get everybody out saying, there could be cash hidden all over the state. If we get out and pick it up, you may find some. Maybe that will be the motivation I need
yes.
to have everybody grab a bag and do their part of making sure South Carolina stays beautiful. Joey, that's great. See, you're a marketing genius, Joey.
There you go. Yeah, you know, just spread some $10 bills out there or some 20s or some 50s. You know, Mike Gallagher and I did a little stunt a few years ago. There was this thing nationwide where some guy was hiding cash. You may recall that. So Gallagher and I, we started hiding cash here in the upstate. And we would just give little hints out of where it was. And it was interesting how many people got involved in that and would be looking and would find the cash.
See, maybe that's what it would be a lot cheaper because the amount of money we spend to pick up trash off the roads is so much. It probably would be so much cheaper if we all just hid a $10 bill here or there and mm-hmm. told people, like, you got to be out picking up and you're going to find it. It's going to be where there's a lot of trash and high trash areas. That's a great idea, Joey. I'm going to call Sarah Lyles with Palmetto Pride.
All right.
And figure out how we get this campaign going.
There you go. All right. One other question that's even more important than that, though.
I'm
sure that you read where former Governor Nikki Haley, former U.S. Ambassador, has a suggestion for Coach Dabo Swinney on his starting quarterback for Saturday. Did you hear this story?
I have not. Cause see, I've been in New Orleans.
Well,
I've been kind of hidden away for a few days.
She spoke to a group yesterday at the Clemson chapter of Turning Point USA, a group of Clemson students. And so she acknowledged that DJ was struggling and that maybe it's time for Coach Swinney to put in another quarterback. It created quite the stir, as you can imagine. Do you have any suggestions to Coach Swinney on his quarterback?
So my suggestion is Coach Swinney has brought us home a lot of national championships, right?
Uh-huh.
And I think I'm going to let him do the coaching because he lets me do the lieutenant governing. And I think when we all stay in our lanes, we're better.
There you go.
Did I say that in the nicest way possible? Because I do really like Coach Swinney. But I would tell you, David may agree. David and Jackson were very disappointed on Saturday.
As, as was my sweet wife, Peg.
I know. So I have a feeling that David and Jackson would probably be agreeing right now with the ambassador. So.
Lieutenant Governor Pam Levitt, be safe, and we'll talk again very soon.
Joey, thank you so much. Hope everybody has a great and safe weekend.
Yeah, safe travels. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evans.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.